To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, all of our young men are going to be ready this week. They're going to be out there to participate. We'll get them out there on the grass or the fake turf, as they may have been.
You know, you're stealing Dan's shtick.
I just listen to these press conferences, and I'm like, okay. Gotcha.
Shador will start. Dylan is still in concussion protocol, but as Kevin said, we've got to get a game plan going and get after it. So it sounds like even if Dylan were to clear concussion protocol, Shador is the starter, because Kevin just flat out said that.
They got to get a game plan together.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If Dylan clears concussion protocol by the end of the week,
he'll be the backup.
I would assume he's the backup.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah. I would assume that that's the case. And so there that sits.
Yeah. I don't think that. I mean, when you hit the concussion protocol, you're good for at least a couple days just to make sure that you're thinking clearly. And by the way, I mean, you know, getting into the room to start watching film and participating in, you know, planning and looking at plays and X's and O's and doing all that reading.
That's not good if you have a
concussion.
It's
not good at all. Yeah. No. You know, it's funny how, like, schools used to be like, well, you know, we'll take you out of the classroom for a little bit here and then we'll worry about the athletics. But, I mean, in some ways, if you can get your body back to, you know, top physical form, it's got to be tougher to be in a classroom than it is to be physically active. You know what I'm saying? I'm just comparing it across the board when we talk about these concussions.
I would if you have a concussion and you're out on a practice field and your head's, you know, not right, it's got to hurt like crazy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, once you start to get back to normal. That's all. I think in any way, shape, or form, it's difficult. I mean, we sit here and we talk about guys who can't see light, and, you know, you can't. There's a lot of issues that happen.
There are all kinds of things.
Every concussion is different.
So. And bottom line, we hope the guy's okay.
Yeah, that's really the spot.
You know, that's the big thing. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, you know, I was listening in a little bit. I'm actually shopping, doing a little Thanksgiving shopping.
Congratulations
for you.
Listen, if we're talking about these quarterbacks, and specifically Dylan Gabriel, because I heard you talking about the 6 or 7 games isn't a big enough sample size. Although I don't disagree with you, if we're talking about him needing more help on the line, receiver, et cetera, no different than Shador, Flacco, any of the quarterbacks that we have.
Sure.
Why are we still talking about drafting quarterbacks next year? If we need more help, why would we take a top-level pick and use it on a quarterback that still is not, you know, we're not seeing any quarterbacks that are shining above anybody else. If you want to say Fernando Mendoza, fine. And Jeff, I know you were on Lenora Sellers. I actually hope he stays one more season at South Carolina, because I feel like he's more of a project.
Jeff, he looks like a guy who needs to stay in school for another year, doesn't he?
Why? Yeah, exactly. But yeah. I do like him.
And
Jeff,
he's 20. I think he's 20 years old.
And he's 6'4", 240 or whatever.
I think he's 6'3", like 240, 245.
He's a big guy, right?
Yeah. So he's a big, thick
what
guy.
I'm thinking is, and maybe I'm thinking too far outside the box, but with this draft next year, I told you guys, you know, continue to get weapons and build that line. Build that line seems to be the most important one right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we, if we have a top 3-4 pick, let another team reach for a quarterback and trade up to us, which will net us another first next year? We can keep doing this cycle until we finally find a guy that's worth spending both picks packaging together, whatever. I'd rather.
And then it's still a 50-50 shot. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. But I get
I'd rather dump a quarterback into a healthy situation than go draft another one. Because if you go draft another quarterback next year, you are going to damage.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Shadur and Dylan way more than you already have. What does that say to them if you keep doing this, right?
Well, what's like, the damage, though, if you don't have a fifth round or a third round draft pick not work?
And you're assuming they might be here next year.
And that's no, the other problem.
But I have to assume they're going to be here next year because we don't have anybody else on the roster, guys.
Well, I mean, no. They can go out and get another free agent.
Well, there is another guy.
Oh, yes, Daniel, there is another guy, yes.
But there is another guy in free agency, and the only top tier one is like a Daniel.
No, there's a guy in the building.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand, guys. But, like, why keep compounding the problem if we can build up other areas where there's extreme deficiencies? Like I brought up yesterday with the four unrestricted free agents on the line. Like, we have to be thinking because we've put ourselves in such a deep hole that we actually have to be logical on how we get out of it. And logical doesn't say, go get me another quarterback. So now we have three quarterbacks under the age of 24 that are all inexperienced. It just doesn't make sense. Like, this is so maddening and frustrating. It's wild to me.
It is, Jeff.
I can't argue with anything he said there. I mean, I think he's right. And you don't want to have to draft a quarterback next year. You really don't.
Let me give you this thought. So many of these guys who are at the top of what could be next year's quarterback class could go back to school. Like almost all the key guys could go back to school. If they do, you have two rookies now. They'll be second-year guys next year if they're both here. You have Deshaun Watson, whether you want to admit that or not, or, you know, Nobody wants to embrace that thought. He's here. He's under contract. Will he be on the team next year? Quite possibly. You could go sign a veteran free agent, drop him in here too, and kick the draft a quarterback down the road to 2027 when all of these guys stayed in college for a year. You could trade one of those number one picks. Somebody's going to want to trade up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons traded their number one pick next year to move up to get, I think it's James Pierce. And now the Falcons aren't playing very well. And it's the Rams. And the Rams are going to end up with a chance to do something. That is something, as Jeff said, you could kick it down the road. You could easily kick it down the road. If Shadur looks okay and comes on, you could think we can play him. Andy, you could play Deshaun Watson next year.
What?
Well, as Jeff said,
I can't tell you.
If you look at it logically,
he'll never play here again.
Well, and he might not, but you could play him next year. You have two other quarterbacks. If you need to, go sign somebody else, and you would, you know, for training camp anyway, and kick it down the road, especially if, you know, let's say Arch Manning, Lenora Sellers, return to school. And keep adding to the list because there are a bunch of these guys who could return to school and not come out. If these guys don't come out, why would you take a quarterback next year? Unless you absolutely love the guy that you're going to draft and you're in a position to do it. But don't reach. The worst thing they could do next year is reach in the draft for a quarterback when you have, at least right now, Watson, Gabriel, Sanders, Zappe on the team.
And Drew Aller.
Well, now, if you could get Drew Aller in the second or third round and develop him and move on from either Shadur or Dylan,
I just truly think he just needs to develop. That's all.
Well, I would think
someone's got to give him the chance just to develop in a system other than where he was at Penn State.
Except for this. He probably, had he not been injured, has played himself out of the first round anyway.
Yeah. Now, you know, we talk about these guys that are like, should stay. Aller probably, at this point, from a personal standpoint, probably should have left. But I think he did the right thing by staying.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.